Mary Rivera knew something wasn't right, but still, she didn't go to the doctor.
I knew that my uterus was, you know, not where it should have been. But I didn't have any insurance at the time. To go in the hospital and have an operation seemed impossible.
We're sitting in Rivera's living room at her home in Manchester. On the wall behind her, photos of her three daughters are neatly framed. She raised all three of them in this house, and she says that's what kept her from going to the doctor. She was scared of the bills, not being able to pay them, and losing their home.
So I made a conscious decision not to do it. And then it got to the point where in 2015 that I became so ill that I was, you know, close to death.
And that's when she went to the ER. Rivera's uterus had prolapsed. It was pushing on her kidneys, which was creating all kinds of problems, including renal failure. She left the emergency room feeling worse, but then last summer, she finally got insurance and a hysterectomy.
And once I did have the health care in place, then they treated me like I was just as important as anybody else.
Rivera is now one of over 665,000 New Yorkers on a low-income plan that was created by the Affordable Care Act. New York is one of just two states that took the federal government up on this option. The Essential Plan benefits two groups of people: those who make a little too much money for Medicaid, but not enough to afford private insurance, and legal immigrants. The federal government pays 95%, and by most accounts, it will be totally eliminated.
For those 660,000 people, either the state would have to find $3.7 billion or their health care goes away.
Bill Hammond is the director of health policy with Empire Center, a think tank in Albany. New York actually has a commitment to covering insurance for legal immigrants who can't apply for Medicaid yet. But for people like Mary Rivera, who fall in between the Medicaid cutoff and affording private insurance, getting insurance under the American Health Care Act could be harder.
They would be kind of thrown back into an expensive market for commercial health insurance. Some people would get much less aid than they have been getting. And so I think it's fair to assume that a lot of them would become uninsured, especially there's no more individual mandate.
Today, the Essential Plan accounts for over half of non-Medicaid enrollment in the New York marketplace. Sarah Liebschutz is a political scientist who has researched ACA rollout in New York.
Only two states, and New York is by far the biggest one. It took advantage of it.
Minnesota is the only other state that signed up for this deal with the federal government. It also expects that its version of the plan will be discontinued.
When you've only got two states involved, and one of them is this progressive New York state, there's just not much political support for it.
These days, Mary Rivera pays $49 a month for the Essential Plan. If it's discontinued, she's not sure how she'll get health care.
I have to have blood work done all the time. And if I wasn't able to get blood work done and wasn't able to be seen by my specialist, then I wouldn't live very long.
She's preparing herself for the worst and waiting to see what happens next. Karen Chakurji, WXXI News.